The corporate watchdog has delivered a scathing review of school banking programs. It says there is limited evidence that kids learn anything other than how to bank with a particular institution. The programs involve a bank developing a relationship with a school and then offering deposit products to the students. Parents say that it's now clear the programs are just a marketing tool and they want them axed. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
Rosemary Donald's children attend a primary school in Sydney's inner west. She became alarmed when her children started pointing out the Commonwealth Bank's ads.
We would drive through the city, they would never have seen the Commonwealth Bank logo before, and they would notice it immediately. And we're talking kids who were six.
Her children took part in the Commonwealth Bank's Dollar Mite scheme, which has been running since 1931. It's pitched by the CBA as an interactive and engaging way to teach kids about money and positive saving habits. As a member of the school's Parents and Citizens Association, Rosemary Donald was key in introducing the scheme to the school. She now regrets doing that.
It's definitely just marketing. They're just looking at trying to get long-term customers.
The controversial school banking programs are under review by the corporate watchdog. ASIC's already spoken with primary school principals, parents and students since launching the review in October last year. It's found there is
limited evidence among past students that school banking programs have a lasting impact on their saving behaviour.
But the so-called corporate watchdog also found school banking increases the chances of a participating student remaining with the bank after finishing school.
Look, it was very easy to do. You can do it all online.
Did the Commonwealth Bank encourage children to sign up?
Yes, they did, yeah.
In what
way?
When
they first started. They offered to come into assemblies. They also offered an initiative of, I think it was $5 back to the PNC for every new account.
Under the scheme, the Commonwealth Bank offers schools $200 a year for taking part. In addition, $100 is on offer for every 100 students who sign up, and $5 for every 10 deposits made by a student. ABC News revealed in 2017 the Commonwealth Bank paid a total of almost $400,000 to state schools across Queensland to try to encourage more students to join. PM asked the Commonwealth Bank to respond to ASIC's findings. In a statement, a Commonwealth Bank spokesperson said,
"As we stated in October 2018, we welcome ASIC's review into school banking programs in primary schools and have been working with ASIC to provide information on our financial education programs."
Choice is calling for the program to be terminated. Jonathan Brown is one of its consumer advocates.
So Commonwealth Bank knows that this is all about securing those customers, and it's worth nearly $10 billion to the bank. And we just don't think it's ethical to be in schools and promoting products when you're not actually providing the educational benefit that you say you do.
Failing that, parent Rosemary Donald is urging the bank to lift its game.
It's all old school ways. So you are literally writing out in the old school deposit books and things like that. They could roll out iPads to the school. They could certainly fund back to the schools better. That's for sure.
ASIC is now seeking input from the public as part of the review, due to wrap up early next year.
David Taylor with that report.